The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 385. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing?
And Brian Manjoma.
What up?
All right, you already know, back with another one. No Mr. Seeley action. He is down for the count. And, you know, Brett is missing, so no yelling right now. we got into it last time, you know. It happens. That's Throwdown, you know. That's what happens all around here.
It's in the name, man.
It's in the name. You got to throw. Exactly. That's how we do, you know. Don't start with that bullshit. Shout out to everybody in the chat. You know, it's always interesting because, you know, we're in here prepping for the show. We already see you guys talking and stuff, which is always good, you know. Let us know we're wanted and appreciated in these streets. You know,
in the streets.
Yeah. But anyway, we're back with another one. Another one of these weeks where nothing megatonish happened. So we got a hodgepodge of things to discuss. Last week, something big happened, didn't it?
Delay.
Yeah, the delay. Yeah. Richard Bailey Jr. Shout out to him. He joined us, you know. That was a good show. Very serious show, you know.
It was definitely very serious and very controversial.
You know, extremely controversial. All right, so we're just going to run out of line of things we got here. And again, as always, shout out to the Throwdown fans in the Discord. I got all these stories from you guys, so thank you. But the first one, the Big Show.
The Big Show!
So we have learned, not all of them, but a good amount of the titles coming to the new or the all-new, as PlayStation called, the new all-new PlayStation Plus. So I guess we'll go down the line.
Well, before you do that, is it two new tiers or one new tier?
It's two new tiers.
So there's three tiers in
three
total.
Three tier totals, yeah. And, like, the base one has been renamed. By the way,
that's what's throwing me off. That's why
I said this before. I don't understand why they didn't name it, like, the PlayStation trophies. You know what I'm saying? You got the silver, gold, and platinum. Because then I would understand it. Like, I don't know which one of these is the top tier or any of this shit.
Yeah, exactly. But then you know why? Because then I was like, yo, I got the bronze. You poor.
You got the poor.
You whack, son. You know, it's going to be that shit. So
that's like motherfuckers with green bubbles. I can say that shit now. I'm an iPhone user. You know? You got green bubbles, you poor motherfucker.
See, but then why change the base name? Because it's confusing now. Because that's what we always had since the launch. And you can change that name. And I don't know what the hell I have anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, we'll worry about the Navy convention aside. And so it's called Essential, which is the base model, right? Extra.
Oh, they get that from Adobe. Adobe has their Essential Photoshop.
Right, yeah. And Premium. So Premium is the butter one, Adam.
Wait, what was the middle one?
Extra.
That's why. Come on.
I don't like any of this shit. I don't like any of this. Wiggity whack.
Extra. You know what it should have been?
Wiggity whack.
Yeah, I can't say that shit properly. Wiggity whack. I can never say that. It's been 30 fucking years. 30 years that I fucking
can't do it. Crisscross.
No, jump, you know?
It's wiggity whack.
Yeah, no, it's wiggity whack, but I can't say it as fast as those kids could, you know? Kids are fucking old. They're probably older than us.
Oh, man.
They were younger than us.
You know,
I was in junior high school when that.
Yo, we're not talking about play. We're talking about crisscross right now, son.
Yeah, crisscross. There were kids in my school that they went too far. They were doing
with the pants.
They were doing the backward pants.
Yeah, man. My buddy Tony, he did that. So I'm like, what are you?
And
you
remember? You remember Tony?
This is back in the day when people wore the baggy jeans real low and they had like spray paint graffiti art on the legs.
Oh my god! Yeah.
In fact, I used to remember because I used to inherit all your old shit. I used to have your overalls with Q-tip written on the patch.
Yeah, I had overalls. Yeah. My man say Q-tip. We're the old band show right now. You know,
yeah, man,
it's hilarious.
It's funny. So, slight side note. Okay,
that was already a side note.
Another side note. So, speaking of old, right? So, there was a picture of George Jefferson and Wheezy.
I'm coming to get you.
It was like a picture of all of them, and it showed them, and then it showed their actual age. So, Wheezy was older than George Jefferson. George Jefferson was only 38 when he did the Jeffersons, and Wheezy was like almost 60 years, like 58 years old. It's like, damn.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang, Asia.
Yeah.
Either George looked too old and Wheezy looked too young.
Yeah, right. By the way, another aside, because we're doing asides right now, you know?
Yeah.
It just reminded me of when we were playing Miles Morales. It's like all the references his dad made or his uncle made were like the shit we used to do when we were kids.
It has 90s references.
You know,
he made a mixtape
on this boom box. I'm like, oh, shit.
Because literally that dude is probably, you know, his uncle is probably our age, like 40, mm-hmm. 38.
Yo, I paid you. What? You paid what?
You paid you? Motherfuckers don't even know what that shit is anymore.
It's like, yo, Miles, I paid you. What? Yeah.
Shoot, they don't. Some of them probably don't even know DVDs if they live in the all digital. Oh, house.
I tweeted about that the other day.
DVDs, I think people still know.
Yeah, but they're like, okay. Remember those like Chinese ladies that used to go around town with DVDs? So I'm like, what?
They're still there.
But what do they sell now? Somebody said, what was it? JNL said they sell fucking SIM cards now and shit.
But they still sell DVDs. They still sell DVDs. The bootlegs.
Me and Manny, we ran into our old friend Ralph, who used to be my drummer. That guy used to buy all the pornos from those Chinese ladies. It was hilarious. Yep. Like, what you got?
Yeah, he'd be like, yo, man, I got Independence Day, and then
Debbie does Dallas.
Yeah, it's funny. In Staten Island, they would go door to door. They would go door to door and come to
Oh, yeah,
house.
They did.
Yeah, and then they're like, yeah, we got a movie. They sold other things too, like batteries and stuff. A whole little truck, but a lot of movies. And then they just put them out on a table, $5. You just pick which one. You could even test if you want. You could put the quality to see.
Hold on. Texting.
I got a screener.
I'm texting Brett.
Uh-oh.
I got the screener.
did you forget?
No, because he's setting up for his thing. Anyway, van for a little bit.
Oh yeah, he's doing his art show.
He's got his tattoo show. So yeah,
just for like 30 seconds, I just wanted to let him know because I'm trying to get the name of it so I can plug it. You know,
I'm sticking with the same tier. I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm changing nothing. Yeah, fuck that.
So no, what's surprising for these tiers? And are they changing the base, the essentials? Are they changing that pricing? Like, is everything jumping up?
Well, so the essential one is still the same price. So, like, the bottom tier, like, so when we aren't getting it, we're going to just roll right over into whatever it is.
Yeah, and we're good. The essential tier, you know, we get rolled right into it. Like we said this before, none of us are going to change. There's no point, you know?
Nah,
there are some kind of quirks, like perks here and there, which we'll get to, but for me, I'm like, I'm not trying to play the old games. You know, I'm good. I barely have time for new games. You think I'm going to play old games?
The funny thing about that is that a lot of the games on there, I already have at some capacity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about, you know, the PS3 or the one or two games or less. At least some of the two games that are on there, I already own. Like Rogue Galaxy is one of the games that's listed on there. I have that as the digital copy on the 4 when they remastered it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said this. That's one of the problems I had with the PlayStation Essentials or whatever. Like, you know, when PS5 first came out, they had the PlayStation Essentials, right? And I'm like, I own every game I care about here. You know,
yeah.
And this is,
I mean,
unless you want to
throw caution to the wind and play some, I don't know what was else was on there that you didn't play.
No, like NBA 2K or Battlefield. Yeah. I don't care.
You're
about
like,
that.
Yo, man, I want to play some NBA 2K.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So, I'll say this at the end of the show too, but I'll say it now. So, make sure to check out Brett at the Kansas City Villain Arts Convention. Ooh, I like the sound of that. There's a tattoo thing going on. So he said that's the reason he can't be on tonight, because he's setting up his table, you know?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Usually it's it starts on a Friday, and then you get in on a Thursday, you get your table set up, and you're all good to go.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, usual cons, it's usually Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But like Comic Cons, like C2E2, which I will be doing.
Oh shit! Year. Plug, jump, plug. Jump.
And your Comic Con, they do it on a Thursday. Thursday's the first day. And
wait, is that in Chicago? Yeah. Are you doing the Chicago one?
Yes, I am.
Chattown.
Yeah, we got to meet up. This is, yeah, you're close.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I I'm still sort of hammering out the details with my buddy Dave, we're going to be sharing a room. I think I'm going to be there until Sunday. Well, he has the room until Sunday, but I usually like to leave on a Monday. So we'll see what happens on that. Yeah. Figure out what to do.
Yeah, because remember, I got the house. I got extra room. Come spend some time. I'll take some days off.
No, we talk about that after the show. Let's get back to PlayStation. So this is what it says here. Monthly games. Any PlayStation plan you choose, you'll get the same benefits that are currently available to save for PlayStation Plus members. We have yet to announce the monthly games for June, but stay tuned. Okay, so that doesn't change. You know, we're good. PS4, okay. PS4 and PS5 back catalog. Oh, boy.
Okay.
We're focused on adding... I'm not going to read this. Anyway, here's the games. Let me just read them all. Why not, right? All right. Alienation, Bloodborne, Concrete Genie... Days Gone, Dead Nation Apocalypse Edition.
Real quick, this is for extra and premium or just premium?
This is for, okay, I'll read it. Okay, this is for, yeah, extra and premium. Yeah, extra and premium. Okay. Okay, so yeah, thank you for telling me that. Yeah, extra and premium. Alienation, Bloodborne, Concrete Genie, Days Gone, Dead Nation, Death Stranding, Demon Souls, Destruction All-Stars, Everybody's Golf, Ghost of Tsushima, Director's Cut, God of War, Gravity Rush 2, Gravity Rush Remastered, so you get both of them. Horizon Zero Dawn, Infamous First Light, Infamous Second Son, Knack.
So it's all their first parties.
Yeah, this is first party. I'll read the third parties in a bit. Knack, that's for Jose Polanco right there, you know.
Oh, these are all installs or remotes only, like cloud?
These are all installs.
These are PS4 and PS5 games, so you get installed. Yeah, Loco Roco games, Spider-Man and Miles Morales, Matterfall, Medieval, Patapon 1 and 2, Resogun, Returnal, Shadow of the Colossus, Tearaway, The Last Guardian, Last of Us Remastered, Last of Us, Left Behind, the DLC, that's cool. Until Dawn, Uncharted, Nathan Drake Collection, Uncharted 4, so you basically get the whole thing. Lost Legacy, of course, and Wipeout Omega, so that's the first party stuff, right?
Okay, can I stop you, like, really quickly?
Good place to
stop.
Did
you notice something weird about those titles, or something interesting about those titles?
That they're all PS4 games?
That's obvious. No? No one seemed to notice? So, fun fact, most of those games have actually been free PSN titles in the past.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yep. I think I only counted maybe the Gravity Rush games and a few others were not PSN Plus titles. Yeah. So yeah. The Infamous's, Uncharted, Days Gone.
What does that mean?
That's a good chance that everybody already has them. If you're
a
constant user, always download all the Plus. Once you see this, you're going to see already, in the library, you already have these.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that because I went through and downloaded most of them, and it's like, yeah, I have that, I have that, I have that, I have that. Damn. I think it's only Death Stranding, the Gravity Rush games, and a few others are not ones that I have yet. And it's just kind of I have 60% of them, so why should I care?
Damn, yeah, I mean, that's the problem that kind of have in general with a lot of these, Okay, so that's Brian, keep an eye on this list then. Let's see if these have been on that there as well. Ashen, these are the third-party games. Ashen, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Batman Arkham Knight, Celeste Cities, Control Ultimate Edition, Dead Cells, Far Cry 3 Remaster, Far Cry 4, Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition, For Honor, Hollow Knight, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Mortal Kombat 11, Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Warrior, whatever the fuck that shit is, NBA 2K, Outer Wilds, not to be confused with Outer Worlds. Red Dead Redemption 2, very interesting. Resident Evil, just says Resident Evil.
They haven't decided which one yet.
Who knows? It says Resident Evil, okay. Soul Calibur 6, South Park, the Fractured Butthole. Artful, and I said it that way on purpose, you know. The Artful Escape, The Crew 2, Brian's favorite game, and Adam's favorite game, The Division. You know,
because that's part of that that Ubisoft deal that they're sprinkling some of their games.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about that. Brian, what's up with this list?
A few, but definitely not as much as the first party ones. I think only like Batman and Mortal Kombat, and Final Fantasy. Keep note that the Final Fantasy and Mortal Kombat, they're the ones that you get when you get a PS5. Oh. They're part of like that PSN Plus collection.
Okay.
When you get the PS5.
The one I don't care about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. PlayStation Plus Premium. This is the Mamma Jamma one. Yeah, it is. I got to double check because I don't know. You know?
Do they have different logos? Because they're going to have to put like a... Because we're used to that gold D-pad look.
It's stupid. So the way it's listed here, Essential is white, Extra is in gold, and Premium is in like gold black. I don't know. It's weird. Look at the link I put in there. You'll see. Okay, here we go. PlayStation Classic Catalog. PlayStation Premium Deluxe members. Oh, so what's this? We'll have a selection of popular classics to play with some titles that will show improved frame rates and higher quality resolution compared to the original launch versions.
So they're doing their own version of the boost.
Not all of them, some titles, but yeah, very interesting. For select original PlayStation and PSP classic games, members will also enjoy a new user interface with menus that allow you to save your game at any time or even rewind the game if you want to do it over. That's cool. That's actually kind of cool. Bit of why.
They're treating them like ROMs.
Yeah, they are. Also, players who have previously purchased the digital versions of select games from the original PlayStation and PSP generation will not have to make a separate purchase or sign up to PlayStation Plus to play these titles on PS4 or PS5.
Well, that's what I was talking about. That's cool. Tech, they have the Def Jam, the Fight for New York. Yeah, was a PSP, so that should be fine.
Yeah.
Because I have that digital.
This is interesting because when these titles are released for PS4 and PS5, players can head to PlayStation Store and download a version for the console. A version for the console at no additional cost if they already own the digital version of the title. Some of the titles will be available for individual purchase. Okay.
Oh, it sounds like those things are going to be, they're not going to be, they're going to be local. They're not going
to
be
local,
They're not going to be streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is only available through their
This is for premium. Yeah, right? This is for premium and deluxe members,
So, like, in other words, even if you had, like, let's say you own Metal Gear Solid, you know, for previously, that will not show up on here.
Well, I don't know. If it's part of the games, it might be.
Well, no, I mean, it's like, is it like something that you need to service for?
That game's not digital, though, is it?
No, Metal Gear Solid's a digital game.
The first one is digital?
Yeah, you can get it on the PlayStation 3.
So
if you can get a PlayStation 3 and PS3.
Yeah,
right.
So, yeah, if it's one of the select titles, you could just download it to your PlayStation 4 and play it.
But do you need the service in order for it to show up?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so then that's bullshit.
So,
how is it bullshit?
It's bullshit because it's like you already own it. Why do you need to play for a fucking service if you already have it?
Okay, what you mean.
It's, so it's not like, we shut down those digital stores and we're moving it over. It's not a one-for-one migration. It's now put behind a paywall to play something you own. It's like, you have to pay us to replay a game you
I feel like that's fucked up. Like, if anything, if you already bought those games already on the previous consoles, they shouldn't be doing any of that. They should be like, all right, it works on your new one. But anyway.
Yeah. So they didn't list all the games, obviously. So here's some select ones. It says original PlayStation and PSP games. So you got Ape Escape, Hot Shots Golf, IQ Intelligent Cube, Jumping Flash, Siphon Filter, Super Stardust Portable, Mr. Driller, Tekken 2, Worms, World Party, and Worms Armageddon.
What about those SOCOM games for our boy Brian?
They have Siphon Filter, I guess.
Do you like that one, Brian? I don't know. You went to that one?
I haven't played that in a long time, so I don't remember. But I thought they said that they have SOCOM 4 on there.
I don't see it here.
I could have sworn I seen SOCOM 4 on some list. I could be wrong.
When is this supposed to start? June. All right, this makes sense. I think I know which one's going to be Resident Evil, because Resident Evil 7 is currently on Game Pass and it's leaving at the end of this month. So I'm thinking it's just the timing sort of matches up. Then it's like, oh, we're pulling from this one. We're getting on that. All right. So, out of everybody on this panel, who's jumping ship to get one of these other tiers? Nobody. All right. What about in the chat? Anybody hype? Those SOCOM people are probably going to jump in just for SOCOM. And since Manny pointed out that one fact that if let's say you want to play SOCOM, you own these games, are you willing to pay for the service just to replay them behind the wall?
Wait. God damn it. How long was I muted for? You guys don't know, obviously, but the chat does. Oh, I know why. Because I had to hit control to fucking to do the F thing.
Okay, so they didn't. You weren't out for too long.
No, I thought I was off for the whole show. Because remember, guys, these guys in here, can't, you know, with me, can't hear if I'm muted. Only you can, and I only
they
know
they said something because they said
so no. They did say something, but I haven't been looking at the chat this entire time because I've been reading. You know, somebody else needs to keep an eye on the chat while this is happening. Shit! I don't know what to do. So do I have to read all that again? You know,
I'm not reading. I'm not reading all that. What's the last thing that you?
The only thing you guys missed is me reading the PS3 games. You didn't miss anything. You're good.
They missed the question we asked. Oh, are any of them interested?
Yeah. By the way, so you guys in the chat, are you guys going to jump ship? Or are you going to get to the other ones? You know, any of the other tiers?
Other tiers?
Yeah, the tiers. You know,
tiers for
let us know. Yeah, basically what happened is because I had to hit control F to look up SOCOM, but control is my mute, you know. So that's what happened. So I was basically no SOCOM on this list at the moment, and I just read a bunch of the PlayStation games, so you guys didn't miss anything. You know, you did miss Adam's story though. Somehow he got muted, you know.
What?
I'm fucking around.
I was gonna say, I was like, oh yeah,
Tom. But yeah, I'm good. I'm not jumping ship. I'm good. You know.
Yeah, I don't think yet. Because I said it when we were talking about before. We see what Ubisoft, because that was the other big announcement with all this, is that there's a partnership going on with Ubisoft now, sprinkling some of their games in there, and also their Ubisoft Ubisoft Play is also
Ubisoft Play.
Yeah, Ubisoft Play. You know, Ubisoft Play. Ubisoft Play is coming to, just like you had the EA Play, is coming to the PlayStation. And that a few months back when the Extraction launched on Xbox, that launched alongside it. And I don't know anybody that decided to pay that extra $14.99, because one of the pluses that you get with that, the EA Play, is you get to play day one. And even with the EA Play that's on consoles, on Xbox and PlayStation, you don't get that luxury. That's only for the PC version of it. So that's the one cool side. But one of the things they mentioned is that they're sprinkling some of their games with this service here. And that's, I don't know. I don't really, unless they were to add some kind of third party. I understand, we already know, so there's no point bringing it up. No first party Sony games are ever going to come to any of these tiers. But what about the third
party? Day one.
What about the third parties? What if I'm thinking now this opens up a new market for these publishers. Before it was just Game Pass and that's it for these. Maybe now it's like, hey, we got a new game that's coming. We're willing to drop it on one of your services, play premium. Who's got the highest bid right now? Who's willing to shell out the most money? Because that could be a thing. And then and who knows? Now we're back to the whole time. So, all right, well, first 6 months, you guys won the bid. You're going to get it. And then once it gets pulled from there, it'll pop up on the other side.
Yeah. So, yeah, let us know, guys, if you're going to change or not. Mighty Nerd says he's not subscribing to any tier until he gets a PlayStation 5. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, you know. I understand.
Oh, some dude's working hard. All right. Hey, make your money. Make your money. You know,
to work hard for the money, so hard for the money.
Yeah, Black Metal Gamer say he's working 70-hour weeks. Black VS 60. Damn. God damn, what are you guys doing, bro?
You work hard for the money, but they never treat you right.
So yeah, nothing much more to say about PlayStation. Whatever, and I'm good.
Well, yeah, that's, we'll see. I'm curious to see.
By the way, is it true? Somebody, I think I saw somebody in chat say you don't have to be subscribed to get these games, but I haven't been able to verify that. You know, the old games?
Yeah, I mean, unless they're putting the old games on the store, that they should do that shit.
Yeah.
Because remember, a lot of those old games are currently on their PlayStation Now service, and it doesn't recognize that you own it. You have to still pay, because there were some games I did own, and it was like, oh yeah, you got to pay the $2.99 or whatever it was for these games. I'm like, why? I own this. It's like, no, because you're playing it through this service, the PlayStation Now. It's not in the store. So if it was in the PlayStation Store, it's different. If it's in the PlayStation Now, that's a completely different service. And according to that service, I don't own it.
Yeah. All right. Move on here. Oh, here we go. Ubi Plus coming to PlayStation.
Yeah.
So what's all this about? So it's going to be basically like what it is on Xbox?
It's the same thing. They're porting over their service that they have on PC, which is the same. And they put that on Xbox and extraction. And that's when everyone's the same. It's like, oh, they're going to bring it over to PlayStation. And they are. But the question now is, who's going to sub up for that? Because if you're already, let's say you jump the top tier, how much is that premium? What's it, $19, $18?
Yeah, something like that. By the way, real quick, Fergus Mills, shout out to Fergus Mills, the savior of Throwdown.
Shout out to Fergus Mills.
He says, if you bought the old PSP or PS1 games digitally before, you have access to them without being subscribed. That's good. That's good to know. All right, so Manny, you're happy now.
So that's cool. You run it a little bit better. So does that mean if you use the PlayStation Store, right, like to buy it on the old PlayStation, does that mean it's just going to show up on a new one?
Do you probably have to search in the store?
Or is it all in the store?
This is just me hardcore assuming right now. I'm assuming there's going to be a section in the PlayStation 4 or 5 store with these games in it.
There should be a tab. Gotta be a tab. They have to be, because how else would you find them?
Gotta have something.
Keep that shit straight.
You're right, though, because you won't be able to get them any other way, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, if they're combining the stores like that, that's what exactly they should do. So it gives them a reason to close down the other fucking stores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now here's a question. Like, there's no Vita games that were listed on any of this.
There are no Vita games. It's just PSP games.
Because you would think the first one definitely would have been that Uncharted that nobody played on Vita.
Yeah, the Golden Abyss should have been on there.
None of this did they ever mention Vita games at all.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
They should be on there, unless they're counting them.
They've never been talked about at all in these blogs, ever.
Yeah, maybe there's some porting issues.
Could be because of the touch controls. Yeah.
Even
though PS4 and PS5 had touch controls,
Both do have touch controls. So.
Yeah, because like you could substitute. I don't know how they would make it work, but I don't know. But yeah, no Vita at this point. No Vita. But they said it will add more stuff, so we'll see. But anyway, Ubisoft. I don't want to list this shit. I'm good.
Yeah. No, there's no point. People already know.
They already know.
It's been around. Now the question again, back to the chat. Anybody willing to pay?
Asking them. No one's answering.
No, but I guess no means no.
No one's feeling.
Whatever.
Now here's the thing.
This is Bit O' Why,
and this was one of the rumors over on the Xbox, over in the streets on the Xbox side, is that because the same thing we saw this happen with EA Play. Play launched on both platforms. Nobody was subbing up for these. And then, of course, it got merged into Game Pass Ultimate. A lot of people were saying, hey, if it doesn't pop off Ubisoft Play on this platform, we could easily see that being merged into Game Pass. And that was before Premium got announced. I don't think they're going to announce that they're merging it, but that's one of the things people are going to think of, because if you got a service and you're charging $14.99 and no one's subbing up for that price, either you reduce the price or you try to work some kind of deal out with one of the owners of these platforms.
Yeah. All right. So far we got four no's.
Four no's.
Yeah. We should have done the typical Twitch streamer shit, like hit a one for this, hit a two for that, you know? Right. We'll do that next time.
Hit the thumbs up, smash the like button. If you like pizza,
you put a torrents.
Yeah. One subset says maybe. Smash the like button like I smashed your mother last night.
Whoa.
Oh, damn. Man. All right. Remember Yo Mama jokes? Those don't exist anymore, you know?
Well, nobody wants.
That's why they call her Gumby.
Nobody wants to go down that road these days.
No, they can't do that. And your mama's so fat, you definitely can't be making those jokes anymore, you know?
Your mama's so cheap.
What, are you fat phobic?
Your mama's so cheap, she went to McDonald's and said, can I put a dollar meal on layaway? Speaking of that, I heard they removed the dollar menu.
I think they didn't advertise that.
It's just gone. A buddy of mine sent me a picture. It used to be on the side. There's no dollar menu. He's like, we don't have.
Man, you remember Ronald?
I'm gonna fuck you up right now, Manny. Remember that dude Matthew, that big fat dude that we used to hang out with for a little bit? He was Chris's friend. This dude used to go to Wendy's, buy everything on the dollar menu. You know.
Well, the funny thing about Matthew is that he was a sort of a school bully when I was in school. That's why I didn't like that dude that much, because he didn't remember me, but I remember that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, shit. Delayed deal right there. I'm pretty sure that dude must have died like a year afterwards, man. This dude, man, like, you know how, like, when you hang out with alcoholics, you end up, like, drinking more? Like, with this dude, you can't end up eating more, because that's all he did. He just ate. You're like, you know? Like, he comes into the room, you hear the trombones, you know? It was wild, bro. You know? Man, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
You know? By the way, why did that get associated with fat people, the trombone? You know,
I don't know.
Like every time you hear it, you just think, you know,
the only thing I could think of is maybe from the Abbott and Costello.
That's where it came from. You know, because you hear that shit, you know, it's a fat guy coming, you know, it's a fat guy. I'm going to be labeled fat phobic, aren't I? Yeah, I'm a monster.
You're a monster. What are you doing?
I'm literally Hitler, you know. Let me stop with the bullshit. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh my god,
we were talking about asking the people if they were interested in body services.
I'm looking at this next story. I don't want to talk about this, man.
You don't want to talk about Bruno?
We have to talk about this shit, though.
Okay.
So, Bluebird team made an official statement about whether or not they are working on Silent Hill 2, because the rumors don't fucking let up.
Yeah, you know? They've been saying this rumor even before the silly leaks were happening. Rumored leaks that happened.
Okay, because we know for a fact, this is a fact, they are working with Konami on something. That's not a rumor. That's a fact. They both companies made the statement. And then some people like our boy Jeff Grubb saying, yeah, this is probably Silent Hill 2 that they're working on or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, what Bluebird team said,
nope.
They said no. they said we can't comment on what we're working on. You know, the typical video game spiel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But again, why won't this die? That's what I want to know.
Well, is it the same Silent Hill that people want?
Silent Hill.
It's a different, it's just another one. I didn't, honestly, before that whole shit, I didn't know Silent Hill was considered that big of a deal. I always thought that it was like, oh, it's that knockoff wannabe Resident. I didn't know that there was such an interest in the franchise.
There is now, ever since Kojima kind of got slightly involved, you know?
I think that was it. It was just Kojima's name. He put that shine on it.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Then I saw something else about how Konami is apparently working on 3 Silent Hill games. Right. Who was it? The dude with the One Punch Man thing on Twitter. He posted about them. One is like an actual legit sequel, and then like there's 3 versions, 3 different types of games and stuff. I'm getting tired of it, man. Go ahead, Brian.
I have to correct you. It's actually not One Punch Man. It's Mob Psycho.
It is
written by the same person. Like both Mob Psycho and One Punch Man. That's his art style. So yeah,
I just want to mention
about Nabelli, right, Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the proudest I've ever been of Brian in my entire life. Yes, he is correct. Mob Psycho, which season 3 is going to come out pretty soon, and Nibel is I call him Nibel. I call him
Nabellian. That's what I call him because Rebellion, Nabellian. You know, Nibble.
Nibble.
You know. Okay.
Nibble Alien.
Yeah, because I'm looking at dude. I'm like that looks like One Punch Man with hair. You know.
Yeah, same. The same
shitty artist. That guy draws bad, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of like the weird joke thing that that some people have, that he's actually One Punch Man's son because he's so powerful. It's just one of those like really funny things. It's like, yeah, this kid does look a lot like Saitama with hair. It's weird.
Hilarious.
How do you know that it's not Saitama?
because his parents aren't the same. His parents are just normal people. Yeah, I know.
So check this out. So, so this is what Bluebird team is working on. Konami partner project, whatever the hell that is, a new IP with Private Division, right? And a new game in pre-production. That's what they're working on. So I don't know. But again, the rumor will not die for whatever reason.
People want themselves themselves a thing.
They get overhyped, because then what happens if it doesn't live up to expectations?
You already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell? Why are you doing this to me? You lied to me. It was like, you lied to yourself. No one made any promises. It's just like when you thought Sheila liked you. She just asked if you wanted extra fries. I mean, come on. That's her job. She, you know, you don't.
You're out of a restaurant. Oh, Sheila.
You really want me?
You know, Sheila don't want you, you know?
I got a story for that too.
Save that for the show, you know, after after hours, you know.
And this is a recent one. This is something. It's something related.
Yeah. Adam, you never stop with the stories.
That story.
This motherfucker's living in Bodunk, Iowa. Where the fuck you're living, and you still got stories?
Well, of course he got stories.
Shit happens everywhere, man.
Hilarious. I don't have anything more to say about fucking Silent Hill. I'm tired of this shit. You know,
if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Just wait. Just, you know, guys. At this point, it's like there's two things that could happen. There. It's decent. Whatever comes out, or you could utterly hate. Everyone will utterly hate what's coming.
Because there's no middle ground anymore. You know,
there's no real middle ground when it comes to the stuff. Like, here's the question, guys. Do you think that Konami even has the capability to make anything, you know, of worth these days?
Like, do they want to put in?
I mean, how many of the original developers are not at Konami at this point in time? A lot of them are gone. Like, all the ones that you remember, like the guys who created Silent Hill, are literally at another, went on to do to work at Japan Studio, which they got let go from there, and now they have their own studio. So everybody's all set. Everybody's out. Kojima's out. The guy, you know, a bunch of the original, Igarashi's, he's out. All those people that you knew who made those games that you remember are pretty much gone.
What if this isn't new? What if it's just one of those remastered gigs? You know,
the rumors that it's Silent Hill 2, the remaster or remake of it.
There you go. They're gonna clean it up a little bit, dump it in their upscaling tool machine and spit it out.
What I suspect is they'll probably do like a Resident Evil type of remake, you know, like a full on one. So
hopefully,
you know, I think people also just really like that original game, so maybe that's why they're hype.
I would like to see. Well, I'm never gonna get it.
Never gonna get it. It's you, man. You're bringing that shit up.
If they could bring back the original NES Metal Gear, but do a little upscaling on that, dope.
I mean, that's already on. You know,
it's on that collection. It's on that collection. Yeah,
it's everywhere. You can get it.
Never get it.
But you know now the way things are.
Well, they don't put out
the cigarette. They remove the cigarette. Watch.
No, they don't. They don't remove the cigarette. They leave it in there. That's just in the ESRB thing. They include cigarettes, smoking. No, the only thing is that you don't get the original Nintendo version of version of Metal Gear. You get the MSX version. You get the MSX version. That's the one that Kojima thinks that Kojima says that's the real one, not the one that, you know.
I was about to say, isn't that the better one?
What's really missing from it?
You don't fight Metal Gear in the Nintendo version. They cut it out.
You fight
a computer. You have to blow a computer up, and that's how you defeat the game. Metal Gear never gets activated. You just blow up the machine, and then you run out, and the whole place explodes.
Well, what was the reason for not adding that?
They couldn't do it. They just couldn't do it.
Damn. See, so that would have been.
Oh, they had to actually cut. They had to cut stuff out of that game. Though they did add things too. They added that the jungle part when you're going to Outer Heaven.
Going to Outer Heaven. That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on here. Right. You know what? I
sounds like a Zeppelin song.
Going to Outer Heaven.
I move this next story up the line because it's semi-related. Because was the other reason why Silent Hills is in the zeitgeist because of a certain someone who apparently has a game that isn't even in development. We're talking about Hassan and
Hassan
a band. So according to this guy named Lance McDonald, who's like apparently like a big shot on Twitter, like a tipster or whatever, he says something that none of us are surprised to hear. And man, this is a tip, whatever. So don't take it with a grain of salt. Abandoned is not in development other than a paid demo as part of an investor scam. I can believe that. That's all he says, but yeah. I think this is going to be, what, the sixth game that this dude promises and doesn't come out? Like, that's not a rumor. That's a fact. It's documented. They keep announcing these games. They never come out at all. You know, and again, I'm wondering how Sony's tolerating this nonsense, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, going, like, I mean, yo, what's that game? What a game at? What a game at?
Oh, I'm curious how many. I'm curious how many games go through the same exact thing, except none of them are as close to being as popular or in the zeitgeist eye as Abandoned and fucking Hassan.
Well, it's all that stupid Silent Hill / Kojima connection bullshit that they were. No one would give a goddamn shit about it if it was just random survival horror game. But they because they were playing the game. Yes. That's why anybody is remotely slightly interested because of the Kojima connection.
That's all it is. Yeah. So check this out. So this is what was it? VG News Insider said, "Abandoned is probably never going to happen. The reason the game keeps getting delayed is because the developer Hassan keeps constantly changing his mind about the concept. First, it was called Scars of Survival. Then it leaked, so it got changed to Zero Cell. So then that leaked because Hassan uploaded an MP3 file to his website and somebody found it. Then he lied and told everyone his website got hacked. The last I heard, the concept was about a cult of vampires. Not joking, but doubt that. That's what it is now. The game referred to as Abandoned is not actually in development. Only the prologue, which has been in development for about 5 to 6 months, and its sole purpose is to attract investors. Why am I posting all this? Because I'm tired of the dude intentionally lying on Silent Hill fans and writing on their conspiracies to try to attract the attention of investors. The dude has been caught in a lot of lies. This guy's saying it too. So he posted some photos of the test levels from Abandoned, an in-game bottle label, some weird puzzle that was meant to be incorporated into the real-time app. Who knows if that will ever happen? Leak script that's now been scrapped. Another test level. He posted a bunch of things from this parent game, and one of them even says Silent Hill 5. Like, what is this dude on about, man? Anyway, do what you want with this info. Tired of this dude intentionally leading people on. Just to be honest with your audience, just be honest with your audience. I'm not a leaker, so don't expect any other quote unquote leaks. Wonder how this dude found this shit though. You know.
I mean, to be honest, people talk. You know, then if there's any industry, you know that people talk. Somebody knows some shit about somebody. So
you can't keep secrets.
So yeah, this game ain't coming. This game ain't coming. You know, just like all his other games that never came. But you and this guy, you're right. This guy just used that little thing, that connection, to just ride that wave. You know.
Oh yeah, he's totally riding the wave of. And then once it got too far, that's when he had to say something.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. All right, moving on here. So this is interesting. So for the first time in 8 years, Xbox outsold PlayStation in Japan.
Notice which one it is, too.
The S.
It's the S.
Because it's small.
And it's available.
It's available.
No, I really thought it was just for because it's small, and there's that new hate towards Sony because of what they did by leaving.
There's also the censorship that's happening. The DL censorship that Sony's doing on all of their games.
Yeah,
where Nintendo and Microsoft don't touch any of the games that are on there.
You can get the naughty verse on the Xbox. Xbox living up to its title.
Some studios have also done things where they essentially have an additional DLC that you could get for the thing, and it has that additional stuff, content that's missing from it. It's an unpaid DLC or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's I mean, to be honest, the call of the next generation is out there, man, and these companies need to get their shit out there. And to be honest, like, everybody, you think people are joking about that S one because it is the shitty version of the thing, but hey, it still plays all those new games.
So this is interesting. So apparently Xbox has beaten PlayStation in Japan less than 10 times. Interesting. in like the last, what, 20 years or something?
Yeah, that's big news, taking over in their home turf.
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't think it's a sign of things to come, but it's just like, you know.
I know the Japanese were pretty pissed about some of the localization solutions when it comes to their press conferences, because they were saying that the subtitles were all fucked up and there was no dubs or anything like that for them. So they were pretty pissed about that, and that some of the translations were all off. And
yeah, like, I don't know what's going on here. I wouldn't doubt that, but I don't think that has any correlation with them than just being like, okay, I want an Xbox. Fuck them.
No, it's the call of the next generation. That's what I call it. Essentially, it's the only one that's out there. It plays all the current things that people want to play. People want to play their Elden Ring
Did that report say the attach rate for GamePad?
No, it doesn't. They don't talk about that here.
Because they were like, oh, the main reason why they're doing this is because we're heading into a recession all over the place. And it's like, well, if I want to play a bunch of games, and I know day one games of third parties are definitely coming, we don't know what that'll come from Xbox, then that could be a selling point right there.
Yeah. No, they don't say anything about Game Pass here.
You guys are also forgetting that there's several Japanese people lighting up the Guadalupe candles, praying that Xbox one day is going to take over. And the handful of people have gotten their day.
They got it, man.
But yeah, I mean, I've been saying this for a while now. This, we had a question a couple of weeks ago asking, do you think that the shortages have helped Sony or Microsoft more? And I feel like it's prominent now that it's helped Microsoft more than PlayStation at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that, you know.
Cuz I mean, like Tony mentioned, 8 years, it feels like it's been longer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I thought it was the first time happened. Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was the first. No, the 360.
It was the 360. Yeah,
because it was longer than 8 years.
Big deal. Surprisingly, Gears of War was up there. People loved Gears of War when it first launched. Jeez. And it was a big deal because it was a Western shooter.
But wait, 8 years ago we're in the PS4 days.
Yeah, but remember the 360 didn't get discontinued right away. You know, especially in other countries.
But does that mean that the 360 outsold the PS4?
Maybe in Japan, I don't know.
That doesn't.
Actually, no, it didn't. But remember, we're talking about just 1 week. We're not talking about an entire lifetime of sales. Understand?
No, right. But
so
I'm,
for basically saying, like, was it 8 years ago for 1 week? You know, it outsold it. Understand?
Oh, did it sell the PS4 or the PS3? That's the part that I don't.
Oh, that's a good. That is a good question. It just says. Let me see if this report actually says it here. Keep vamp about something while I read this shit.
The reason I'm saying, because 8 years we were well in the Xbox One PS4 days. So
it says here this hasn't happened since the launch of the Xbox One. Okay, so it was around that time, 2014.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, Xbox One outsold PS4 and PS3 that week. Okay. Damn. That answers that question. It outsold the Vita as well. Damn. Yeah. The 3DS outsold all of them, though. You know? Interesting.
I mean, yeah, like, you're like, it's just 1 week, but they don't happen that often.
Yeah, exactly. So celebrate it. That's the thing. It's like, because the PlayStation guys are all like, that shit don't matter. I'm like, let the Xbox guys have one, man. Let them have one. You know?
The Adams of Japan are like in the streets of Shibuya. It's like, celebrate
good times. Come on. It's our celebration. It's a celebration.
Akihabara boys unite.
Akihabara. Let's go.
We're doing it.
Oh, man. All right, let's move on here. Speaking about sales, so Grand Theft Auto 5 has now sold 165 million copies. It is the best-selling anything of all time in entertainment, you know? Ain't that something?
That is.
And Red Dead Redemption 2, 44 million. That's not bad either, you know? Although Rockstar had to come out and be like, guys, we're going to fix the online. Don't worry. Like, all right, bro. We'll see about that. But Grand Theft Auto 5, they said it, what was it, like last quarter alone, it sold a shit ton, you know?
Again, every our slogan, every year, a boy turns 16.
Mm-hmm. Boys turn 16, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Theft Auto 5 continues selling like hotcakes. Yeah, I never understood that phrase. I've never had a hotcake in my life.
What? You don't have pancakes? Pancakes are great.
No, hotcakes.
It's the same thing.
Pancakes.
It's, why don't they call it pancakes then?
Because it's a short term. It's a slang.
Yeah. It's like, it's a slang.
Do pancakes sell that hot that much?
Yeah, well, man. People love pancakes.
Don't want cold ones. Shit, I go to IHOP. They better be hot. If they're cold ones.
Well, I mean, IHOP had for a while. They had infinite pancakes.
Okay,
so
there
they,
you go.
So they do sell. People love them some pancakes.
Okay,
until they pivot to burgers.
You gotta understand. I've always saw it literally. I'm like I'm thinking about regular ass cake. I'm like,
nah, man, that's hotcakes. Yeah. Hotcakes is
so pancakes. I'm like, who the fuck? How do you heat up a cake? You know,
so hotcakes is the brand of a pancake mix. You know, like those little boxes that have a pancake mix.
Yeah.
So every fucking household has one. So that's why I guess that's where the reference is. It's like selling like hotcakes since everyone has one.
Oh, that makes sense. I don't have that shit because I don't like pancakes. But all right, makes sense.
What?
I don't like sweet stuff like that, man. You know.
Well, pancakes aren't sweet.
They're sweet. You know,
no, they're not. The syrup is sweet.
No, the syrup is sweeter, obviously.
No, pancakes are not.
Yes, sweet they are. What are you talking about?
You can make them salty. Like you can put like a bar. Like butter.
In fact, my friend does not like syrup at all, and he eats pancakes plain with just butter on.
I've had pancakes solo because I don't like syrup. I hate syrup. It's disgusting. But it's like that's too much. You know?
No, there's no. When you make a pancake, you don't put any sugar in it. All it is whatever the pancake mix is, and pancake mix doesn't have any sweetness in it, unless some maniac gave you those things started pouring fucking syrup.
Probably,
sugar in that shit.
Flavored ones.
Yeah, but I don't like pancakes. You know, because it's still like don't like.
It's just bread. Think of it as just bread. That's all.
But
it
it's not bread. I could just like. Bread is
it's
better, you know.
All it is is just dough that you're cooking.
But it is sweet though. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it isn't. No,
I've had it. It does taste sweet. You got to understand. I'm very sensitive when it comes to sweet stuff.
Every single person in this room is going to tell you that it's not sweet. You're a fucking maniac.
Okay, to me, it's sweet. Then there you go.
There's no. If you look at the side of a box of a pancake,
dude, I could look at it all day every day. It tastes fucking sweet to me.
There's no sweet.
You know, just like cupcakes are. Sweet pancakes are sweet.
No,
you know
we're not talking about Albana. Don't mix them up.
Yeah, I'm talking about every single place I've ever had pancakes. I don't put syrup on them. They all taste sweet to me. So I don't know.
Maybe they do, but like just those standard pancake mix things. You make them by themselves. They're going to be more salty than sweet because they're going to taste like the butter.
Yeah, I'm talking about the stuff that you get on an IHOP or any of those other like even breakfast places.
Again,
you can't tell me what I'm tasting. Understand? Yeah,
because you're crazy.
Okay, maybe I am.
Sugar where there ain't no sugar.
I taste the shit though. You know.
Well, to be fair, he could have gotten pancakes with fruit on it or pancakes.
No, I'm talking about the plain ones, the regular. I don't put anything on it.
That's not true.
You know?
I don't know, but I'm saying like they do sometimes. Maybe, like, I don't know what the restaurant did.
Who knows? But pancakes, I'm good, you know? Just like cupcakes, like, you know, I'm good. I don't need that shit. Give me some fucking sausages and bacon and eggs and shit, you know? Good stuff.
By the way, real quick, I think I already talked about this. There's a place called Magnolia Bakery in New York. The banana cream pudding... amazing. Anyone that's ever goes there, have it. Other than Tony.
Yeah.
Tony doesn't like sweets.
Tony don't like those.
See, and that's why Carlos was amazed when I liked that vanilla of...
Actually, the ice cream?
No, but I do like vanilla. I do like vanilla ice cream, you know? But that one, excuse me?
Vanilla is Hispanic, so it's in our blood.
Vanilla. You know? I do like vanilla, though. Vanilla is good. Anyway, what the fuck have we been talking about? Oh yeah, pancakes.
Talking about pancakes.
Yeah,
welcome to the pancake down.
I don't even know anymore. Oh, Grand Theft Auto selling like pancakes. There you go. I'm gonna start seeing that. See what people say. Selling like pancakes. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's hotcakes. Like, give me a hot cake, motherfucker. Present me with a hot cake. I'm thinking about a wedding cake. That's hot. I'm like, how do you even make that work? You know. Anyway, waffle. I don't like waffles either. You know.
Oh no!
Yeah, waffles aren't.
I don't like that shit. To me, it's sweet. You know, to me, it's sweet too. I think it's just me. It's obviously me because I'm sensitive.
I think it is you. I mean, you're tasting. Well, Manny, when there is nothing in it.
Yeah, but Manny, think about it. You've been to all my birthdays. Have I ever indulged? And when it's cake time, I'm always the guy. No, I'm good.
No, there's only a few times that you've ever had cake.
Yeah.
And usually if you do have cake, you maybe have like a couple of slices that you either
not even slices, a couple of bites, then
you hand it off to somebody else.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't like that stuff, you know. I like salt. That's what I like, you know. Give me some meat. I'll tell you a story real quick, right? Back in the Dominican Republic, when my dad used to come home from work and shit, he would bring like my, well, for a while he would bring me and my sister some candy, right? I take the candy, you know, whatever, say thanks. I'm, you know, I have manners, right? But he could tell Tony doesn't like this shit. So one day, and this, remember, this is the Dominican Republic. They sold like eggs the way they sell hot dogs on the street, right? Like hard boiled eggs. So he started bringing me these eggs, and I was happy as fuck. You know, like, okay, that's what Tony likes. He doesn't like candy. He likes protein. You know,
It's funny because like,
and I still remember Mike's dad. There was this one time, you know, one of the parties we used to have and stuff. So it was the new woman that he married at that time, right? So she made some food and stuff, but she kind of just made more vegetables and everything. He goes up to her, "You didn't make any meat. You know Tony eats meat." It's hilarious. And, by the way, okay, Carlos, you know Mike, right? The way he looks, his dad is taller than him.
Man. Mike's like, what, 6'3"?
Yeah, he's 6'2". He's the same size as Manny, yeah.
Yeah, we're both the same height. He's just big everywhere, just though.
Yeah, but Mike's dad is like 6'4", so imagine he's not as wide as Mike though. But he's like, you didn't make any meat for Tony. Anyway, man, he going on.
Who's him? What's it? Whatever the fuck we were talking about.
GTA 5.
Grand Theft Auto. I mean, well, yeah, Grand Theft Auto's gonna constantly happen.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we're vamping because the show's almost over. There's nothing happening this week, you know.
Yeah, and I think. GTA, we're never going to get a GTA 6.
Yeah.
Not this generation, at least.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening. Yeah. Man, think about it, because Grand Theft Auto is about to go into its, what, third generation now?
It's still printing money, so why overpower it? There's no point for something new. This thing is still making the dough.
Yeah. It's within its third generation, making as much money, and it leads off press conferences for the next generation console. It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
It's so crazy. So crazy.
You're crazy, man. All right. And the last thing we have here, I had to throw this in here for some bullshit, man.
Oh,
Keiji Inafune. You all know him.
Okay. What he do, Ray?
He's making NFTs.
Well,
like, all right, bro.
Everybody's doing it.
It's called the
might as well be KG too.
Yeah, the Beastroid collection. So it's these Mega Man X-ish looking characters that you can sell that nobody else will have.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
I'm stupid. I like how somebody pulled up the tweet of you know, what's his face? Oh my god, forget the guy's name. The guy who doesn't like him. He blocks everybody on Twitter. Can't believe I
forget. Oh, Jason Schreier. Jason Schreier.
What's his face from what's his face?
Oh my god, I can't remember.
From Platinum, right?
Yeah. So they pulled up a tweet by him going, "Keiji Inafune is not an artist, he's a businessman." Like, damn. Mm-hmm. You know? Oh my god. Why am I blanking a homeboy's name? Like, he blocks everybody. Somebody please in the chat tell us. You know, but Hideki Kamiya, thank you. Yeah, he's a very blunt guy for a Japanese fella. You know, he just said he is not a businessman. He is a businessman. He's not an artist. I'm like, damn, bro. You know, so yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how you really feel.
Inafune, like this dude, man, I don't know what to say. It's like everything he's done, like after the fact, has just been like a failure. You know, Mighty Number 9 was trash. We had that fucking Xbox game. It's like, none of this shit's working, bro. You know, now he's doing NFTs. Yeah, we'll see about that. Like,
times are hard.
Like, dude, that shit's already like fading out of existence. Like, you're
just like Japan is like late to the party. I think Square's like, hey, we're gonna do NFTs, and then this guy's like, hey, I'll do NFTs too.
It's the whole gacha system.
It is, you know.
So of course they're gonna be on top of this. And by the way, NFTs don't take that much time to do.
No, they don't. They don't take any time to make it at all. I mean,
it's like, if you already have the art,
half the art is already stolen already.
Damn.
Yeah, it's just get a blockchain you want to use and tie it to something and see, and that's it. You don't even have to make the art. It's exactly. Yeah. I don't understand when these people say, oh, you know, I got to spend my time doing this, or we're working on this, or we're downsizing because we're focusing on NFTs, and it's like it hardly takes anything. One dude can do this.
This is so stupid. So yeah, he created this set that, you know, he designed himself, and he's like, oh, you can swap out the colors and all that. Okay, bro, make them unique. Stupid.
That's his business plan.
We'll see how long that lasts. You know, but yeah, I don't care. I just had to throw it in. It's like, Inafune, what is you doing? You know, what is you doing right now? You know, like that meme. Oh, baby, what is you doing?
Well, to be fair, at least he's not making Mighty Number 10.
Yeah, you're not gonna get me again. That game single-handedly like stopped me from ever crowdfunding a game. Like, no, fuck that shit. You come out with a full game, then I'll buy it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Even with Bloodstained, I kept playing that game. It was awesome. I didn't crowdfund it. I'm like, I'll wait. And the game was great, you know? But I'm not crowdfunding shit. Thanks for Mighty Number 9, you know? What a fucking disappointment that was.
Yeah. It's always been my principle not to crowdfund anything that doesn't make you a stockholder on it.
That's a good thing to do, man. Crazy. All right. What games have we been playing lately? So let's go with Adam first, who's going to be here for another half an hour.
Oh, shit.
Oh, here we go.
What have I been playing? Still playing WWE 2K22. They got more DLC, more wrestlers out. So we got Vader Tom, Cactus Jack, and stuff. So that's cool. What else? Playing Borderlands 3 again with my Division Other crew on the Dutch machine. So we ran through the other games. Now we're running through Borderlands 3. We're playing Back for Blood with new DLC, because Back for Blood got the DLC stuff. Thank you, Nat. Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Went back to that. Went back to Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. Playing that. People are still on their plan. So that's what's good. And I think that's it.
All right. Manny, have you had a chance to play any games?
Yes, I have.
Actually, I should ask you, did you beat Trek Taomi?
No, I haven't finished it yet. I need to. I'm like at chapter 4 or 5. And I think there's 6 chapters in. So yes, I have played Tale
of Taomi.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like she's talking to you. Yeah, that's right, Jossie. And she'll be like, what? Anyway, so yes, I got to chapter like 5, you know, 4 or 5. I still have to, you know, complete it out. I was just looking at one point. I was looking to see if the trophies were worth getting. I'm probably not going to get the platinum in it. It involves you playing the game multiple times, and I feel like I know a couple of people said that yeah, it gets out of the way, or you know, fast. Like it, I think I can't remember how long they've been saying the game is. Maybe about 7 hours or a little bit more. I have to say that, and this has happened to Brett because I talked to him about it too. He said he like. Maybe after 2 hours of playing it, he got bored. For me, it got a little bit more samey, you know, at the point that I stopped playing, where it's like, it looks nice. And, you know, I really like a lot of the aspects of it, you know, but I feel like it needs to be slightly shorter. It kind of felt like I kind of got like the puppeteer vibe from it, where it's like, it's a really nice game, but at some point it just sort of becomes sort of samey after the fact.
That's not good.
I mean, I want to finish it and, you know, and see what happens. There's actually multiple endings in the game, too. There's a point where you have to choose these 3 different things, so it affects how the game ends off. But, I mean, I don't know if I even want to just go back and play it again. I think I'm one and done-ing it, and I think I'm good.
All right. Fair enough. Carlos, have you been playing anything lately?
Unfortunately, I have not. I've been really busy. And no excuses really.
Yeah, like the excuse is there's no games.
Yeah, what the games, man? Since Starfield got delayed,
but this is it for a lot of people that always say, man, I got this crazy backlog, never gonna catch up. This is that time. This is that time. Go ahead, clean it up. That's what I've been doing. Just clean them up.
There you go.
Oh no, we've already gone through that. There's no there's no physically humanly way I could ever.
No, not all of them, but pick one or two. You're not playing anything. There's nothing new coming.
Well, you know, I'll think about maybe. But, you know, Cyberpunk is one of those games.
Oh, that's another one I got to tell you.
Yeah, it's one of those games I definitely want to get back into. I have the whole year to play it because nothing is coming out this year. nothing else that I'm looking forward to. Cyberpunk, and what else? Oh yeah, Deathloop. That's another one that I didn't play last year that I need to get back to. But yeah, hopefully, you know, sometime soon I'll get to the backlog.
There you go. As for myself, no games, but I will be starting a game that I'm actually going to review, which is interesting. I just said fuck it. I'm like, I'll review it. Sure. it's this game called, and it's going to be funny coming from me who have been talking about this shit. This game called Multiverse. It's basically. I'm not kidding.
The game is made for you, man.
We talked about this one.
So basically, for those who don't know, and as I found out this week when I volunteered, I'm like, whatever, you know. It's basically the WB's version of Smash Brothers.
It's like the more like the Nickelodeon one.
Yes, yeah, like, well, Nickelodeon is ripping off of the Smash Brothers too.
But, bringing their peoples.
I think the game officially comes out in June. I'm in the beta right now. I think the beta just opened, so I'm like, man, fuck it. Because one of my colleagues did a preview of it. I believe it's going to go up tomorrow, and he was like, "Hey, I got a code. You want to review the game?" I'm like, "Okay, sure." There's no games coming. I'm like, "Fuck it, may as well." You know,
I'm gonna go and sign up.
So I'll be playing that. So I'll let you guys know what I think when I get to it. So that's what I will be playing. I've just been on a game break because, again, there's nothing coming out, and I don't care about my backlog. I don't give a fuck. I've abandoned it. Like Hassan has abandoned his game. You know,
And you bought all those PC games. Remember,
I didn't. I never said I was going to get to them.
Why buy them?
Because they were cheap. We talked about this.
We talked about they're cheap so that way you can play them.
They're cheap so you buy them and maybe we'll play them. That's the whole thing. Remember, when you're a Steam player, you buy games just to buy games, man. That's how it works. It's hilarious, man. And Brian, have you been playing anything lately?
Yes, I have. I've been playing this little game called Ghostwire Tokyo.
Interesting. How was it?
It is not what I imagined it to be.
Brian. Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, I've played it for like 2 hours or so, and it's, I don't know, it's a ghost story, but I guess if you don't know the ghost, it's not really that much fun. And they lean very heavily on like Japanese folklore and
type
of ghosts that they have there. So that's fine. Well, again, no issue with that, but someone who knows nothing about it is just kind of being introduced to like these things, and then you see them once and then you never see them again. So it's kind of like, okay, don't know what the hell that was, but I probably will never see it again. So just moving on. And yeah, it's just kind of a bit okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard mixed things about that game. So
I'd say it's not aggressively mediocre. It's just very mediocre.
Oh, man.
What was the mediocre?
The Ghostwire Tokyo.
Oh, ha!
But he didn't say aggressively. It's just regular mediocre. Because there are... Yeah, what was the game that we awarded the aggressively mediocre award to, Brian? I forgot.
I don't remember.
But it was something that came out late last year, I believe. Or last year, we're like, this game's just aggressively mediocre. It was like the best like description ever, you know? Oh, man. Mob Hits was looking like a hot, dry fucking summer gaming. It looks like a hot, dry year of gaming, like just come out. I do have a little bit of hope though, a little bit of hope with God of War Ragnarok, because they put out a developer thing today talking about the accessibility option. So I'm like, okay, they wouldn't be putting this out if this game's not coming out this year. Fingers crossed, you know? So that's not going to save the game. That's not going to save the year, obviously, but still something. Got to have something, right? You know?
It's cool that we got to see some videos on that, but yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath, man. We've seen those before, seen those in the past. I just remembered. I think I'm gonna get the platinum for Horizon.
Excuse me? It's not that hard. It's not that hard. You know.
Yeah, and since it's already, you know, since nothing else is coming out, might as well.
Yeah, exactly.
At least I can say that I played two games and I plan on both of them.
You know, in 1 year. Excuse me? You know. And if God of War comes out, maybe we could platinum that one, you know?
Well, we'll see about that.
if it comes out. You didn't platinum
the first one, though, right? The other one.
No, he didn't platinum it.
No, I did not. I did not.
Shout out to my my oldest nephew helped me get the platinum. That he beat the, like, four last Valkyries. Yeah, he beat them. You know,
say from World Cup. Like, yeah,
no, not that. No. My nephew, not my cousin. You know.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Although, oh, you say your nephew?
Yeah, my nephew. Yeah, my oldest nephew. You know.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. You're talking about even though they have the same name, which is interesting. They're both Christian. Yeah, they're both named Christian. Yeah. You know, which is hilarious. Remember in school, Manny, like every kid was like either named Chris or Mike. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, even now, like, you literally know a shitload of Chris's and Mike's.
Yeah, because they're all our age, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you motherfuckers grew up. All right. Microsoft bring back scale file to save this year. Moffitt, you're crazy, man.
Yo, he's not that crazy. Shit, we got Battletoads. Remember, they brought that out of the grave, so anything is possible.
They brought it out of the grave, but then it went right back in the grave.
Nobody really wants. People like to say they want shit, and then when they get like, oh, wow, that's great.
Well, maybe Camille unblock Phil Spencer, and they'll get that going.
By the way, yeah. This is not gaming related, but since we're at that part of the show,
we're talking about fucking pancakes before. You're good.
Yeah, but you are you guys hyped for Maverick?
What the hell's that?
Oh,
the Top Gun.
Oh,
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not like chomping at the bit for that one.
Nah, I'm good.
See the first one.
What?
I've seen the first one.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Take my
yeah, it was it's good. Fun. Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's super 80s film.
Yes. Adam, you'll love that movie.
Because I remember hearing it, but it was all the, you know, like, it looked like a comedy. I was like, I like war movies.
No, it's not a comedy. You're probably mixing it up with Hot Shots Part 2.
No, because this had Val Kilmer.
I think you're confusing it with Airplane.
Yeah, you got to confuse the Hot Shots. That was the good one.
No, you can't be serious. I am serious. Don't call me Shirley.
I remember seeing Tom Cruise. I remember there was a love interest. I remember Val Kilmer being part of it.
Well, there's always a love interest with Tom Cruise.
It's not a comedy. It's an action movie, dude.
Apparently, we all think it's sweet, and it's really not at all. It's just salty. Right?
Yes, exactly. All
right, it just made it seem like it was about them racing.
It's an 80s action movie, dude.
Yeah, it's an 80s action movie. It's like
Danger Zone. That was it.
No, yeah, Danger Zone.
And then Van Halen's higher.
Yes.
Higher and higher.
Sammy Hagar, you know. Yep.
Check it out. You'll like it, Adam.
Yeah, God. Even though this is not the question show, this is not a question about video games, we'll answer this question. Mighty Nerd wants to know if we've seen the new trailer for Prey. Not the video game.
Wait, there's a Prey movie?
It's my mind hurts just even saying this out loud. It's the prequel to Predator.
What?
To Predator. So is it from the perspective of the Predator?
No, Predator comes to America during Native American times, and he's hunting Native Americans.
This is almost like the Prey.
Yeah.
Prey.
Ironically, this is called Prey.
Yeah. Because that was the aliens abducted the Native Americans.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, I think you already know my reaction.
Oh, it's a Hulu thing?
Yeah, it's a Hulu movie. Yeah, made for TV movie.
Oh, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
I ain't even bothered with
that. I'm going to see that twice. Damn. You know, like, I realize why I keep watching Matrix. I've seen it 5 times.
Why? It sucks. It's a trash.
I don't know why. It's the soundtrack. The soundtrack is what pulls me in every time. There's this one exclusive track that created. And I don't know what it is, but it hits me in the heart. And it's like, I love the movie because of the soundtrack. I look forward when I'm watching the scenes, I'm running through the buildings, and to the song. That's all I care about. So now I just have it on my Spotify.
Logic wins, you're trolling, right? He goes, he wanted a sequel to The Predator. That movie was fucking trash.
That was the most recent one. That was the one that they were linking with Alien.
Remember that one? The Robert Rodriguez one, that one was a decent
That was Predators,
one.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Predators. Yeah,
this is The Predator, the one that bad 20, one.
2010 was the one where they woke up while they were falling, and they were all being hunted. It was a bunch of, Brady, the big nose.
Yeah, Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody, that he was
in. No, yeah, it was, it, that was good. Bad. That was a pretty good one. That was the Robert Rodriguez movie. Mm-hmm. It had Danny Trejo in it, and Adrian Brody, and a couple of other people.
Yeah. If you liked it, Lawrence, that's cool. But that movie's fucking terrible. That movie. There's one with Olivia Munn in it.
The Predator.
That was bad. My pit says he wanted a sequel to Predator 2. Get fucking Danny Glover back, you know?
Is he still alive? The old one, not the new, the young one.
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah, Danny Glover. Who's the young Danny Glover?
The one from Atlanta.
Isn't that Donald Glover?
Donald, same shit. They call it D Glover. But, That other one, the way I saw that in theaters, you know, buddy went it, and they left it in the
clip. Thanks for inviting me.
I will next week. And they were like, yo, they're going to make another one. They made it seem like because they had this connection, you know, going up there, we're going to go and fight them on their turf. Like, oh shit, we're going on this ship and fight it. It didn't do well, so.
Yeah, well, good. The movie was terrible.
They had dogs.
They got dogs.
Hunting them down.
Yeah, so yeah, the it's called Prey, and it's Predator versus Native Americans. So there you go.
Nice.
I don't think that's too bad.
And apparently, Predator's going to have, this is the part I don't understand. So I said he's going to have weapons that are more appropriate to that time. But if you have a starship, you're still going to have pretty fucking advanced weapons. Yeah, you know?
No. Well, then, did you see Predators?
I didn't bother with that shit.
That one explained the story of what's going on. These are trials that the Predators are putting their new warriors through.
Yeah.
So they get sent to these planets and they have to compete hunting, and that's what this one was.
Oh, so are you thinking this one it'll be like he has to hunt with only?
He has to match, exactly. He has to prove that he's a good warrior, so he has to then try to the locals at their own game with their own tools. That type of thing.
Then what about the first two Predator movies where they're using super advanced shit?
I don't know. I'm just going
to listen. What's this? He gave Danny Glover a revolver and a samurai sword. So come on, whatever.
So. Like the dude, the guy who was killing, you know, Arnold's boys, I had some advanced shit. You know,
he had that glaive and all that stuff. Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's the whole with that. That was a story that was only 10. That backstory. Yeah. And I was like,
but to be honest though, because it's on Hulu and I have Hulu, may as well. You know.
Yeah. I mean, you're not paying for it.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, that's the reason I saw the Predators. I went to see it with Dana. You know, I didn't pay for that shit. You know.
There you go. It was nice that she paid for you. Listen.
Plus one. You know.
There you go. Exactly. Plus one. You know, it wasn't bad. Check that one out. Predators. That was actually very good.
Yeah.
It's Robert Rodriguez. It's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, man. We're done here. So, plugs. Do we have anything to plug?
Let's see. What just happened? Godzilla versus, Power Rangers versus Godzilla number 3. I did the cover for it. I was teasing it, like, you know, throughout a bunch of different episodes. And it's finally coming, and you can pre-order it on IDW site. If you go to my Twitter, you should be able to see it. That's a fun stuff, you know. A lot of people were saying, even when it happened, was like, how come there hasn't been a Godzilla versus any of the you know, the those yeah, other
there's go to that, if you guys are watching, go to that Twitter right there that I'm pointing at, check out the art. How come he wasn't fighting the Megazord, you know, or the Dragonzords, I should say,
the Dragonzord is probably going to be part of it. You know, the Dragonzord is pretty much Mechagodzilla. But the thing about it is, like, it's a lot of you know, red tape that has to happen, because Power Rangers is a different company. You know, well, Super Sentai is a different company than Toho.
Yeah.
And it, which is also a different company than Ultraman. So it's all different companies. So, like, the guys who do Kamen Rider and Super Sentai or Power Rangers, those are all the same company. Ultraman's another company, and Toho is another company, and Gamera is another company.
Oh man!
See, that's what you want to see. That's what people want to see. You want to see Gamera versus Godzilla.
Now, yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So that's coming up real soon. So check out for that. I think again, pre-orders are up right now, and all you need to do is pick one up there, and you're good to go.
Nice. All right. And then also, again, if you are in the Kansas City area and you want to check out Brett, they're having a tattoo convention at the Kansas City Villain Arts Convention this entire weekend. So go check out Brett.
Go.
All right. Carlos, you have anything to plug? May as well, you know?
Yeah. I am Negan. If you guys want to see our review of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, we got a couple of folks together with thecoalition.com.
Coalition.
Dana Abercrombie, Richard Bailey Jr., Gary Swaby, Chris Seely, and myself had a long discussion about the movie. I'll let you know ahead of time, I did not like this movie.
What?
Neither did Chris. We went in. It's a good discussion because, you know, I feel like there was contrasting opinions that were pretty good, and we went over. But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like that movie was not good. So if you guys want a more detailed discussion about that movie, make sure to check thecoalition.com or The Coalition on YouTube. That's a coalition with a K. And shout out to The Coalition crew as always.
You know. All right, Adam, what you got?
We got another episode of Fear the Walking Dead, the I Am Negan. That's our Walking Dead podcast, season 17. And Rich and I ripped this shit a new one. The worst damn episode we've seen in a long time.
This show was absolutely trash.
This was. They pulled a novella on this one.
Oh, shit. Guadalupe.
Oh, Jimmy, I thought you loved me. You did 5 minutes ago, and now you hate me. Oh, wait, you love me again toward the end of the episode. Oh, no, you do hate too much of that shit. It was so bad. So bad. So yeah, we just rip it up. So you can check that out. I Am Negan on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, like Carl said, over at The Coalition. Okay.
And see, Mob Hits knows. He said, Walter Mercado. He's the real Doctor Strange. For real, though.
It was hilarious, man.
That shit, I was done. All right, man. Make sure you follow through on Twitch and Twitter and check us out on Discord where the conversations are always popping. We're getting some new members, I noticed, which is always really cool, you know? Throwdown is on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show is everywhere. Apple, iTunes, all that other good stuff. Spotify, all the same places I Am Negan's at. We're on the same place. We share a space, you know? Throwdownshow.com to listen to previous episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube, enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go up. They usually go up on Mondays and Fridays at 10:45 p.m. Eastern. So yeah, links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Deuces.
Adam Vail.
Okay, have a good one, people.
And Brian Manjoma.
Hey, people.
All right, guys, you already know, Sunday.